Here's Rochambeau on Jazz New England.
Thank you.
music from our guest today here on Jazz New England, Rochambeau, from the self-titled recording. We heard a couple of tunes. What did we hear? Tejas Drive and Town.
Town, right? Yeah.
The band's joining us. We have in the studio Luke, Oliver, Jacob. Zach joined us on the phone a moment ago. And again, you can see the band a couple of times this weekend, or in the next week or so, I should say. They're playing Sunday the 11th at the Outpost on Hampshire Street in Cambridge, 8 o'clock. You can see them Thursday, March 15th, All Asia on Mass Avenue at 9 o'clock. And the new CD, Rochambeau, you can get this online, I suppose.
Very soon. The record actually is going to be released on March 13th.
Okay.
And if you'd like more information on that, you can visit our website at www.rsbmusic.net.
We haven't asked you what's the name. What's it mean?
Rochambeau. Well, our first gig we played, our first gig came before we decided on a name.
Isn't that always the way it is?
I guess so. We had a couple options, and at the end of the show, We left it up to the audience. We had like Rochambeau was one of the options.
Nice.
There were a couple other ones.
You can't say on the radio.
We don't want to talk about those options. No, we could. No point. I might have to use those names for a later band.
Right. That's good marketing to have the audience. Christian McBride did that a couple of years back with all of his fans had a contest. Inside Straight became the name of the band that he did. So I think it's a good way to get some exposure.
Yeah. No, they
it was definitely the more fun way.
Yeah.
Rather than duking it out.
So does it mean something, or it just was?
I think it means beautiful in French.
Okay.
Rochambeau. It's not spelled the same.
Okay.
We sort of like spaced it out and spelled it a little bit differently. But also, General Rochambeau was a French general who helped the U.S. win the Revolutionary War.
Wow.
For those who are
history majors,
U.S. history. We're big into U.S. history here at Rochambeau.
All right.
It's also another name for rock, paper, scissors, which is how a lot of many, many disputes in this band are decided.
I had no idea. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the West Coast, we say Rochambeau.
Okay.
Side things. Okay.
So you guys, what's it? I mean, you're all still in school, right? So when's everybody done? Who gets done first at NEC?
Well, Zach's out.
Yeah.
Zach graduated last year. Oliver and I are out this spring.
Okay.
This May.
Okay.
And Luke's got another year.
Okay. What happens after graduation? Everybody sticking around?
That's a million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Yeah, take over the world, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
famous.
Well, we're staying... we're all staying in Boston next year because Luke's still going to be in school.
Yeah.
And
so the band is taking priority then. I mean, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, this is. Okay. We're all pretty committed to it, and it's a collective thing. So it's not like I don't think anyone in this band is really replaceable.
Okay.
So
as we know, musicians, you know, you take whatever gig comes along. People doing all kinds of stuff. So you guys have other side projects, and do you have time to focus on this then?
Yeah. I mean, I think each one of us is in at least one or two other things.
Sure.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, at least for me, this is sort of the project that that I enjoy the most, and it's the most rewarding and like most honest, like artistic offering, I guess.
Sure.
That I have.
You guys mentioned two 12-hour sessions in the studio. So was the recording process enjoyable, fun? You like
it? It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Some are saying no.
Yeah, Luke was saying before that, you know, we'd record a couple tracks, you know, then go hang out for a minute, play Guitar Hero, which I found out I'm terrible at. And we just, you know, we just hang out and you know, talk to Joe, talk to all the other people working there, and just the whole, you know, vibe of being in there for two whole days, essentially. It was I would have much rather done that than go in for a couple hours a day over a week or two. Then I feel like we would have, you know, gotten a lot more, you know, negative about recording had we stretched it out, you know, over like a week or so. So it was great just, you know, completely immersing ourselves in that for two days.
Yeah, we kind of just moved in. It was really... Yeah. You know, we left our stuff.
It's probably the best way to do it. Just you give it everything you got for as long as you can do it, and then, you know, get the best.
Absolutely. I mean, it took all the pressure off. That was one of the first sessions that I'd done, mainly because I'm a jazz musician, and jazz musicians don't usually have, you know, any money to spend on, you know, a nice studio for that long period of time. But once again, thanks to NEC, we had, you know, the ability to do that. And yeah, just to not be worried about, like, how many takes we were doing. I mean, we ended up using a lot of first, second takes, but... just, I don't know, we just had so much freedom to just, like, they had a ton of instruments there. I mean, on the song Dreamulator, which we heard earlier, which is one of Jacob's songs, that song, we had probably only played it once or twice before we went into the studio, and it was one of the last things we did. And, I mean, we just went and got all these, like, toy pianos and glockenspiels and started, like, sending them through guitar amps with all kinds of pedals and, you know, just had fun. And, you know, booking that much time in the studio allowed us to do stuff like that. And I think really just kind of, I mean, that's a really important thing for us as a band. I mean, I think as growing up, you know, or going to jazz school and being around all this, like, super serious music all of the time, I think, you know, a lot of us listening to rock music, you know, really appreciate this idea that music is fun, you know. And I think because we were having such a good time in the studio, I really feel like that kind of came out on the record and hopefully comes out at shows.
And again, you can see them this Sunday, March 11th, at the Outpost 186. That's on Hampshire Street in Cambridge, 8 o'clock, March 15th, a Thursday, All Asia on Mass Avenue. And again, the CD coming out on March 13th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, next
Tuesday.
Pick
it up then. You guys, thanks so much. Luke, Oliver, and Jacob of Rochambeau. Our thanks to Zach, who joined us on the phone. We wish you all the best. Thanks for making the trip out, and nice stuff.
Thank you.
What do you want to close with?
Oh, what should we put on?
I mean, I like Anthem.
But why don't we put on Anthem? Okay. This is the last track on the album.
Is there a story behind this? Is this your anthem?
Oh, in some ways. I mean, this was actually a song that I wrote, and it was also a very bare bones piece, just you know, I think it's only like 12 bars or something like that, but it was another one where we just kind of took a bunch of instruments in the studio and just kind of went crazy. I mean, there's spoken word on it, there's all kinds of stuff happening on this track. So
I think we had like rehearsed it one time before this, and then, you know, just figured we'd go for it when we got in the studio. It's like the last thing we recorded, we had some extra hours left, and we're like, we're just gonna, you know, play around with this, see what we can get.
Nice. Rochambeau is their name. You guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
See you next time.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. You really mean that? Don't you think you really want to say July over this show?
If you could think of almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July peas grow there. Not even the field.
I don't understand you, then. When must what be over?
And again, music from our guest today here on Jazz New England, Rochambeau. Again, you can see them this weekend a couple of times. Check out the website. Our thanks to the fellas for making the trip out, sharing the music and great stories with Rochambeau.